The Sanctuary Runners are a running group and they run to show solidarity, friendship, and respect to asylum seekers and refugees all around Ireland, and more specifically here in Sligo, that will be Globe House. So it was started off by a journalist called Graham Clifford. He was out for a run one day, and as happens on runs, people get loads of great ideas. And he thought up this idea about running that you really don't need an awful lot to start running, just maybe a good pair of runners, and you can just head out your door. And it's a great way of even talking to people. I didn't realize that you could chat to people about how fast you've run, how far you've run, was it a good run, was it a bad run. So he found that this was a really nice kind of icebreaker with the Sanctuary Runners. So the idea of the Sanctuary Runners is quite simple, is that you go out and you run along with these people from Globe House, and you hopefully get to know them, and then they are links into the community because of this running group.
So talk to me about the early days of the Sanctuary Running Group in Sligo. Where did you start out and how has it developed?
Well, when we started out first, we were very, very tiny. There was just me and a lovely lady I'd met in Globe House called Hilary, who is a keen, keen runner. And unfortunately, I'm not such a keen runner. I'm more of a cheerleader, and maybe we'll skip along in the background. But through Park Run was how we really got started. And I have to say that the guys down at Park Run have been so, so helpful down in Dorley Park. In particular, there was Jim and Mary have helped us out in getting, you leave these little barcodes to start off in the park run. But apart from that, you just need a smile on your face and you head off for a 5K jog around beautiful Dorley Park. And we've started off, and every week we would wear our blue tops, which emblazoned on the blue tops are those words, solidarity, friendship, and respect. And each week somebody might say, "Oh, what's your top? What does it mean?" And slowly but surely, just that little bit of chat and talk, that more and more people joined. And the same for the lady Hillary in Globe House. She was coming on her own at first, and then slowly but surely we got more and more people. So it's been fantastic, really, just to open avenues of friendship and community.
And for Indigenous Sligo people too, to get to know residents of Globe House and get to know people from diverse
Exactly.
backgrounds.
And I mean, like, Globe House is right beside Dorley Park, and you can imagine if you arrive in Sligo, as an asylum seeker, as a refugee, and it's very, very difficult to find ways because you might not be working. So ordinarily, you meet friends through your work. You're staying just in Globe House with other people who are in, difficult situations as well. And actually, that's one point I do want to make about the Sanctuary Runners, is that we focus on the positive, and we focus on like the good news stories. We never protest or anything like that, about direct provision, and it is a very difficult situation for people. But the side of Sanctuary Runners is just to have fun, come and meet people in your local community. And I'm friendly with so many people now in the Sligo community, and also just in Globe House. And even it's great when some of the girls have even moved out. One of the ladies recently, Bonnie, who would come down in rain, hail or snow, and she just would be smiling, jogging around, and she has her papers, and she was so excited to now be, a full member, a community member of Sligo.
Yes. How have the various COVID lockdowns affected the sanctuary runners and their ability to meet and get together?
Well, I suppose like everybody, we've been affected in different ways. But to be fair, we had a quite an active WhatsApp group, and through that, we've kind of maintained lots of little contact. Most recently, we did a run through Africa, actually, and that was all the Sanctuary Runners around the whole country of Ireland. We were running through Africa, and obviously virtually, you would just add your kilometres each evening, and then you would get a little email to say, "Oh, you've passed through Botswana, or you've passed through South Africa," or and it was great that the different people who are from those countries would like share a little story. They'd tell us about their flag. So I really learnt a lot that week as well. And like us all during COVID, we all just need these little small motivations to kind of keep us going. So that was a really nice one, running through Africa. And then obviously our next big drive is for the Cork City Marathon, and every so often we have little runs to focus people and to get us ready for the big marathon.
Sure.
So that's also been a good way of staying in touch.
We'll get to Cork in just a second. You mentioned the Sanctuary Runners movement started in Cork with Graham Clifford. You're based in Sligo with your group. How nationwide have the Sanctuary Runners become, Sally?
They've really grown, which is great, actually. And also, it's lovely because there was a guy who joined the Sanctuary Runners here in Sligo. He came down in the summer, and then as things happened, he had to get moved back to Dublin. So because he was in contact with me here in Sligo, the Sanctuary Runners, when he moved up to Dublin, I was able to put him directly in contact with that group in Dublin. So for him, he had this community to be a part of straight away, which has been great. We have centres, I mean, or we, sorry, we have running groups from in Ballinamore and Leitrim. That's a most recent one that has started, and it was something that we thought could be nice to do, obviously pre-COVID, that like a Sligo group and a Leitrim group could possibly meet up and do a park run together in Sligo, or meet up and do a park run together in Lochee Forest Park. There's groups in Limerick, Kerry, Cork. There's big groups up in Dublin as well. So Galway, I think I mentioned as well. And if anybody is listening in and thinks, oh, I think I'd like to start a group, like we're always looking for new places to start off groups as well.
And in a sporting sense, Sally, does it ever get a little competitive at all? I mean, the running is about the social dimension to all of this, but do you find some of your members get a little bit competitive?
Oh, God, yeah. I didn't realize how competitive. I assumed, like, the first couple of park runs, and I'm a novice. I'm a couch to 5K, and I thought, oh, we'll all start running together. And slowly, as I got over the first little hill, I was in the distance as people were sprinting off into the distance. But it's all good fun, and I mean, it's really just a good little icebreaker. And I mean, it's just so helpful going out running as well. I mean, in these COVID times, anything that can improve your mental health, getting up on a Saturday morning for those park runs, it gave a little anchor to the week as well when we were able to join up. So still being able to try and meet up virtually, obviously, and try and encourage each other. Like still on, as I mentioned, our WhatsApp group will be quite busy. Somebody will pop up, say, oh, I just had a quick 8K today, and everyone's like, oh wow, well done. So that's been good to give each other support. And like it's definitely a two-way street. I mean, there's the Sligo members of the group are getting as much out of the Sanctuary Runners as those in direct provision.
Well, talk to me about the Cork City Marathon, which is coming up this year on the 6th of June. And for obvious reasons, it's going to be a virtual event. But you and the Sligo Sanctuary Runners are seeking the public's help to try and get 1,000 people to sign up for this marathon this year.
Yeah, so this is our light at the end of the tunnel. Imagine this time last year we were planning, well, possibly before, but we had been planning to try and get a group. I was looking at getting buses, and we were trying to get down to Cork so that all of the Sanctuary Runners from around the country would meet up. But obviously that can't happen. So we are going to get 1,000 runners wearing the blue Sanctuary Runners top that, as I've said before, is the solidarity, friendship and respect. And it's virtual. So you can do a relay of just 8K. You can do a half marathon, or you can do a full marathon. You can walk it, you can run it, you can jog it, you can hop it. We won't judge, as long as you want to join us and take part and show that solidarity and friendship. If you're listening in on the radio today and thinking, God, I just really need something to get myself up off the couch, sign up, and all it is 8K. Maybe you could do it with your workmates. It's a nice little thing that you can work on together. Maybe your family, you could get a relay of five people together. So on this, the 6th of June, We're hoping to have people from all over the world. So it won't just be like in Ireland. So far, we have people signed up from San Francisco, Swansea, Cologne, Germany. So we really, really want to do our very best to put this as our big, big push this year to show the world, you know. And I mean, this isn't in any other country yet. As in, this is a new initiative that started in Ireland. So we do want to show the world that we are there in solidarity, and we want to show our respect as well. So sign up. If you want to get in touch, you can email info@sanctuaryrunners.ie, and we will do all the hard work for you, apart from you having to run, obviously.
And will you finally be one of the 1,000 sanctuary runners in the
Oh,
Cork City
100%.
Marathon this year?
Yes, 100%. Signed up. I'll have my blue top ironed, ready to go. And I'll be hoping for people to be beeping me on the side of the road if they see the blue top. And actually, you do. So when I used to go over to the park run, you would get a real sense of when you saw, oh, there's that blue top as well, that you were like, here we are. Just, you know, it's a small thing to do, but it actually can make a huge, huge difference. Actually, there was a lady, she spoke on Today FM from the Sanctuary Runners. I'll just tell you this story briefly. And she said the first time she went down to the park run, it was, you know, so nerve-wracking and so hard, you know, to go down and not know anybody. She did it. And when she came down to the second park run, somebody turned around and said hello and said her name. And she just couldn't believe it that, you know, here was this group of people just willing to take her in and get to know her. So a small, small little message like that can make such a big difference. So sign up info@sanctuaryrunners.ie, and we'll try and get a blue top too, and get out and run.